This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Palestinian militant group Hamas said on Tuesday it had delivered its response to a proposed ceasefire deal for Gaza, and the United States said it believed an agreement was possible. Details of U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas's response were not immediately revealed, but Qatar, which helped mediate the proposal that was passed on to Hamas last week and would also involve the release of hostages held in Gaza, said the reply had made Doha optimistic. U.S. President Joe Biden is challenging Congress as a Senate deal on border security and Ukraine aid falls apart. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Within days of bipartisan negotiators reaching a compromise, Senate Republicans have backed away from the package.
Because they're afraid of Donald Trump. Afraid of Donald Trump.
The GOP frontrunners have been whipping Republicans against the package, and the president's calling on them to do the right thing.
They owe it to the American people to show some spine.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is not budging, even if the Senate passes the bill.
I'm not going to put it on the floor in its current form. I've already said that.
The bill's rapid failure leaves the president with no clear way to get Ukraine aid through Congress as Kyiv struggles with arms shortages amid a renewed Russian onslaught. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Chilean President Gabriel Boric declared 3 days of mourning for former President Sebastián Piñera, who died in a helicopter crash on Tuesday.
Me he comunicado en estos últimos minutos.
The helicopter carrying the 74-year-old Piñera and three others plunged into a lake in southern Chile. The former president was pronounced dead shortly after rescue personnel arrived at the scene. This is VOA News. A reported split between President Volodymyr Zelensky and his top general is raising concern inside Ukraine on the country's ability to fight Russian aggression, even with continued support from the allies. For VOA, Anna Chernikova reports from Kyiv.
Victoria Nuland, Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs of the United States, made another visit to Kyiv this month amid reports of an internal brewing rivalry in Ukraine.
Ukraine is stronger and more resilient this winter than when I visited here last winter.
Nuland's visit came as a split between President Zelensky and his popular commander-in-chief of the armed forces, Valery Zaluzhny, became public and difficult to hide. Zelensky has informed U.S. officials he intends to replace Zaluzhny. Ukrainian analysts believe that the threat of internal destabilization is high, and Nuland's visit may indicate the allies are worried about it too. Anna Chernikova, VOA News, Kyiv.
Senegal's opposition on Tuesday denounced a quote-unquote constitutional coup after parliament voted to delay the presidential election by 10 months, plunging the country into its worst crisis in decades. West African bloc ECOWAS says it encourages Senegal, a member state, to urgently restore the electoral timetable, adding it was following events with concern. The mother of a teenager who shot and killed four classmates at a high school in the U.S. state of Michigan in 2021 was convicted of manslaughter on Tuesday. The trial of Jennifer Crumley is believed to be the first in the U.S. in which a parent faced a manslaughter charge stemming from a school shooting by their child. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Prosecutors argued the 45-year-old mother bore responsibility because she and her husband gave their son a gun, stored it and ammunition in a negligent manner, and ignored warning signs of violence. Her son, Ethan, was 15 at the time of the shooting at Oxford High School. He pleaded guilty in 2022 to four counts of first-degree murder and other charges, and was sentenced in December to life in prison without parole. Prosecutors said the parents knew Ethan posed a danger to others, but still allowed him access to firearms, including the 9mm pistol that was purchased as his Christmas present and was used to kill his classmates.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Donald Trump has no immunity from prosecution as a former president and can be tried on charges of conspiring to overturn the 2020 election, a U.S. federal appeals court said Tuesday in a landmark ruling. A spokesman for the former president said he would appeal. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.